Hello and welcome to the Music Corner podcast. My name is Florentin and this is episode number 18. This will be a third update on the situation with my YouTube channel. Just to give a quick review of what happened. 2.5 weeks ago, January the 5th, on very early Saturday morning, I got two strange emails from Google Business and I quickly realized that my Google account had been hacked. The password was changed, somebody gained access to it. And I quickly went to my recovery email and changed the password, got back in there, recovered my Google account, and added a two-step authentication security measure. And then I really did not think of my YouTube channel. I made no connection between the two. So I went to bed and woke up a few hours later and went to my YouTube channel, and I was not logged in, which was strange because I was logged in on my phone. And I tried to log back in and I could not. And not only was I unable to log in into my channel, YouTube said, create new channel. Every time I tried to log in, it would ask me to create a new channel. So at first that was very confusing. I had no idea what was happening. But I quickly started to realize that my YouTube channel had been hacked. So I quickly got into contact with YouTube. My channel was monetized, so I had access to YouTube support. I first found a way to get into a live chat, and then we got into an email conversation, which took about 2 weeks. Going back and forth, answering questions for them and providing information for them. And I also started some communication on their Google YouTube forums and also via Twitter. Well, 2 weeks after that, this past Saturday, January the 18th, 2 weeks later exactly, my channel started to change dramatically. The name was changed. And the new owner started adding lots of videos. They were Japanese anime videos. I mean, he was dumping them in there by the hour, like 10 videos an hour, and he was doing lives, even two lives at a time, and using a lot of bots, like automated subs and views and comments. It was really obvious that this was all automated because my channel was not big before. And to get 2,000 followers in like a minute, that's very questionable. And also to get like 1,000 views in the first minute on a channel like mine, I would usually get 200-300 views and then it would increase a lot after that, but not in the first hour. So this was clearly an automated effort. It was all botted and controlled from, by the hacker. So anyways, fast forward about 3 days of that, my channel was eventually deleted. That's right. I woke up Tuesday morning and the channel was simply not there. The channel was gone. The videos were gone. I had posted, I think, 336 videos on my channel. And it's all gone. All of it is gone. The channel is gone. The videos are gone. Nothing's there. Since this happened, also YouTube has not responded to any of my questions, to any of the communication in the emails and on the forums and on Twitter. It's like the sound was turned off. It's as if they don't care anymore. I don't know if that's the case or not. But since this happened, since I let them know that the channel was deleted, there has been zero communication. With one exception on the Google YouTube forums, one person that was helping me there, one expert that was helping me there, did reply and asked me to let them know if I get a reply on the other platforms, on the email or on Twitter. So I received no replies. It's been, this is now the second or third day with the channel being deleted. So that's the situation. I did create a new channel, not really to post on YouTube at this time, because I don't know what I'm gonna do moving forward, but I did create a channel just to make a couple of videos to explain what happened to anybody who might be looking for my channel and might stumble upon these two videos. There's two or three videos on there which I explain what happened to any potential friends or followers that might be curious about what happened. If you do a search for Florentine Tisha on YouTube, you'll find the new channel. It's got like 15 subscribers. Yeah. So anyways, that's the update for that. And what'll happen now? This can be either good or bad. What I mean by that, if the channel was deleted by the hacker, it's probably a bad thing, because it might take YouTube a long time to recover it, if they'll even try. If the channel was deleted by YouTube because of violations, that might be bad, because they're not the most organized organization, I'm starting to find out. So the different departments that they have do not communicate well. That much is clear so far. And but if they deleted it in order to move it to the brand account they asked me to create, then that's a good thing. It might take them a little while to do that. And I don't mind waiting, but I would appreciate if they let me know, at least to say, look, we deleted it and it's gonna take us a few days or a few weeks to move it, at least for me to know that they're doing that. So that's the situation, that's the status right now. I'll have to wait a few days and see. If I get nothing from YouTube, then I'll have to make a decision what happens to my YouTube experience moving forward. Like I said in my previous podcast, the good news for me is that I did back up about 300 of the videos out of 336. So at least for me personally, it's good that I have those videos just in case I need to watch them or to share them again or whatever. So that's a good thing. Well, I'll stop the podcast here. Thank you for listening. If you want to get in touch with me, the easiest way to do that is to go to my website, florentinetisha.com, and there you can see the different ways in which you can contact me, different platforms. There's even an email on there. So there we are. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Have a great day. See you next time. Bye-bye.